What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
Yo, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, what's up, everybody? I hope everyone is good. Yeah, I know the topic caught your attention. That's why you tuned in. Yeah, I know it's going to be an awesome week. And with the amazing topic, and don't forget to share the shows. You know, actually, I want you guys to share the shows because a lot of people will get stuff that they didn't know. They'll get informed and all those stuff. So it's like really amazing, and all those amazing topics that we have here on What's the Topic. And yeah, welcome back on What's the Topic. And you, as you know, yeah, for the loyal listeners, you know the name has changed. Yeah, and yeah, it's awesome. So we're killing it, we're going on forward, we're heading for the future. And today's topic is Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson, yeah, also known as the King of Pop. Yeah, he has lived an interesting life, and we're gonna tackle his life. You know, we're actually gonna go into his life and find out the details of his life, and actually find out what made him live the type of life that he lived. So we're gonna find out about all of those things, and it's gonna be a very interesting journey. So do not go anywhere, do not change the show, do not stop listening, carry on the show. It's not gonna be that long, but it's gonna be worth listening to, because you're gonna find out some stuff that you didn't know, and you're gonna actually get shocked because there's some stuff that you knew that you thought were true, but they were not true. So this is the show on What's the Topic. The topic is Michael Jackson. So What's the Topic? Michael Jackson. And that's what we're gonna be getting into. But before we do that, you know how we do it, we give you the news and then we go for a short session, and then we come back and get into the topic itself. So don't go anywhere, we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Welcome back here on What's the Topic. Yeah, with your boy DJ Nesh, you know, yeah, you gotta know, it's happening, it's going down. So yeah, What's the Topic? This is the news here on What's the Topic. We're gonna get into the news session. Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta take it slow so that it can go into your system. So first up on the headlines, apparently recently there were illegal car shows. So the US actually broke up, the US breaked up illegal car shows. So there were car shows that were happening illegally recently, and the US, what they did is they actually broke those car shows. You know, basically they were illegal, so they couldn't just let them happen, so they had to break them. So that is first up on the headlines. And then second on the headline is South Carolina, they actually battling with floods. You know, after Florence, yeah, you all know Florence. Yeah, Florence actually caused some corruption and everything went bad and all those stuff. They actually battling with floodings. So there's floods happening all over that side there by South Carolina. And yeah, to all the people that lost family, you know, members, loved ones, and all those people that are so dearest to your heart, I am sorry, we are sorry, apologies for your loss. And yeah, we offer everything awesome, and we hope that you guys actually get to, you know, get the comfort that you need. And yeah, we hope everything goes well for you guys. And yeah, sorry again on the Dave and Nash show. That's why you also need to share out the shows so that people out there can get the shows and actually get comfort, you know, from the show, and also get knowledge and wisdom from the shows. And then third up on the headlines, in the US, so this is interesting, they've been finding hundreds of dead fish, you know, basically cleared. They've been clearing the roads and they found hundreds of dead fish on the roads. So they've been clearing the roads with dead fish. I think it's because of that Florence situation. So it took some fish out of the sea and all the stuff, and they ended up on the road and all those things. So yeah, they in the US, they've been clearing the roads. Yeah, and they found a lot of dead fish and all those stuff. So yeah, the roads are getting cleared with hundreds of dead fish. Yeah, so that is what's happening right there in the US, and I hope you guys are actually paying attention to all of this stuff, and you know where you're going to go next, yeah, to actually avoid all of your situations where you actually gonna experience stuff that you're not supposed to experience. So yeah, that is what's happening. It's like the USA, that's where everything hectic is happening. So yeah, I hope you guys are aware of what's happening in the USA. So if you wanna go to the US, at least you get what to expect in the US. So yeah, do not expect something sweet and, you know, lovely and all the stuff. Yeah, there is stuff that are sweet and lovely and all the stuff, but there's also stuff that are not sweet and lovely. So be expecting both sides, you know, of the plate and all those stuff. And then this last one actually shocked me. I was like, yo, imagine if I was in this situation, how would I actually be? Like, what type of reaction, how would I be by the time they get me? So it's actually interesting. So last up on the headline, there was a team basically that was going out there, you know, looking for people to rescue and all those stuff. And they rescued a teen, you know, a teen was rescued after drifting for 7 weeks on a floating hut. Now, I'm like thinking right there, how did this teen end up on a floating hut? Like, okay, was it floods? What actually happened for this teen to be stuck on a floating hut? And not just stuck on a floating hut, like, it's been floating for 7 weeks. Now, 7 weeks is a lot, eh? For those who are doing the maths right there, don't forget 7 weeks is like almost 2 months. So this kid was stuck for 1 month, 3 weeks right there. So that is what's happening. Yeah, that was what's happening and all those stuff. And yeah, it's actually interesting. So yeah, they rescued a teen that has been floating on basically stuck and stranded on a floating hut for freaking 7 weeks, which is bad. And like, that's what I was thinking. Imagine if it was me, I was stuck on that floating hut, hey, and then they found me. Would I be crazy? How would I be? Like, how would I react and all those stuff? So what situation would I be in? I don't know, hey, I really don't know. And yeah, to the teen, I'm sorry you ended up in such a situation, and I'm glad that they rescued you and you're alive. You're actually safe. Yeah, now you're better than the situation that you are in. So I hope everything is gonna go well with you. And yeah, guys, take notes in the news. You know that you can take a lot of notes in the news and actually be aware of what's happening all around you, all over the world and all the stuff. It's not just stuck in South Africa where we just give you the news that is based in South Africa. No, we also tackle places like USA, South Carolina, you know, San Francisco, New York, all those places, Australia, UK, England, you know, you name the places, we tackle all of those places. Even Russia, like right now there's this war of Russia and USA, you know, all this funny stuff that is happening, you know, people blaming each other, yeah, you know, people blaming Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. Yeah, come on guys, sometimes, you know, you need to take it upon yourself. Don't look for other people to blame. No, it's not cool. So yeah, we take a lot of these different countries. Yeah, you know, we go international. We don't just stick to national. No. Worldwide, in fact, we don't stick to international. We go worldwide. Worldwide. Yeah. So that is it for the news, and I hope you guys actually enjoyed it. And yeah, I'll catch you guys after this short break, and then we'll come back for a short session and get into the topic itself.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back. Yeah, this is the session where I get to tell you about the music that you listen to. Now, the music that you listen to, the person that will tackle, you know, basically MJ, the king of pop. Now, this person is going to be very interesting because his life is going to also reveal a lot. I almost said the rot, lot. Yeah, that one. I said it, but yeah. Something that's interesting, but yeah, carrying on, you know, his life is actually gonna reveal a lot of interesting stuff that we knew and interesting stuff that we did not know. So I'm telling you, music that you listen to, it speaks to you and it's very important in your life. Music is a very important part of our life. So the type of listening music, this is me basically going into the other mode. But yeah, that statement is going into my dictionary, né? Yeah, so there's still more stuff being added into the Dave Nash dictionary. Yeah, so it's still growing. Yeah, every single show, every single Friday. Yeah, every moment. So you must know, even daily. Yeah, if you guys have words that you want us to add into the Dave Nash dictionary, send them personally, inbox, website, our personal page, all those stuff. You do it. Make sure you drop it by, yeah, and all those stuff. Even your comments, even as you share, you know, on Twitter, yeah, on the website itself, Facebook, wherever. Don't be shy. So, yeah, the music that you listen to is very important because it speaks to you. And don't forget, the person that made the music, that person was influenced by spirits. Now, don't be under the spirit that they were influenced if it's bad. You know, you have to examine the type of spirit that they were influenced by. Is it good? Is it bad? If it's good, that's a go ahead. Yeah, listen to the song, you know, listen to the amazing message that's beyond, as I was about to say, the song. But if it's bad, then you know, hey, this is not a go for it. In fact, I should hold back and not proceed. So we're gonna give you something that's amazing, Christ music, which is hot music. It speaks to your soul, it's gonna speak to you, it's gonna inspire you, it's gonna give you the message that you need for your life, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be really awesome. So don't go anywhere. Listen to these tracks that we're giving you. When we come back, we're gonna get into the topic itself.
Look here. Look. This ain't in the flesh when I say this. When I say this. But you gon' have to come with your best when I play this.
When I play this.
There's really only one more thing left to say,
okay.
Is.
If you look way up, you can see the bar raising now.
Lift it up like I raise my hands.
My hands.
I don't wanna miss my chance.
No,
on this earth, I'ma give it all I got.
All I got.
But I know what it looks like first glance, that I do it all for the paper.
No,
I do this all for the Savior.
Okay.
Wish you knew my heart like I knows my heart. He knows I'm praying for all of my haters. This goes out to all the creators who've been making music for Jesus. Just make sure that music's amazing. I quit wasting my time and energy. I'm in an industry that just takes time and impatience. Send content, new cadence. Hey, being complacent, I gotta stop being anxious. I get excited to see where it takes it. I'm just a man in the making. Like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, I'm trying to flee the temptation. Sometime my mind gets erasing. I'm gonna never stop racing. I hope you never stop praying for me to keep feet on the pavement. I'm losing track what I'm saying. Put your hands up to the ceiling and praise Him. Jesus' life is amazing.
Lift my head up to the sky. I'm feeling something good inside. Just get back up if you're falling down. Gotta look way up if you want that good vibe now.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Back this summer, pack the pit, then stack the stands and stash some grands and shook some hands and shook him, man. Hold on. I say. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Back this summer, pack the pit, then stack the stands and stash some grands and shook some hands and shook him, man. Even showing love in Brooklyn. Now that's blessings on blessings on blessings. I always had a message. God made a way, yeah, you guess it. If you don't like it, that's preference. Just pray for me, I won't forget it. I'm getting too good. I'm getting too good at this.
Hold on, bro, you rapping like Drake. And Drake,
oh, you're gonna play me like that.
So stop rapping like Drake.
All right. Come on. Let me give it up to the most, coast to coast, host to host. Roast your boss, roll your boat down the stream. That's Elohim, the El Shaddai. See, Elvis tried, but fell from pride. I don't think I wanna do that. I just point them where the truth at. I just go to where the youth at. And I just show them I'm the proof that God is real, it's all love.
Lift my head up to the sky. I'm feeling something good inside. Just get back up if you're falling down. Gotta look way up if you want that good vibe now.
Good vibe now, good vibe now, good vibe now.
Gotta look way up if you want that good vibe now.
Good vibe now, good vibe now, good vibe now, good vibe now.
Gotta look way up if you want that good vibe now.
slingshot did. Huh? Man, I came in this game riding Greyhound buses. 40 hours from New Orleans to LA smelling mustard. Hustling hard so you can laugh and you can keep your opinion. Let me break my story down, starting with the beginning. Sneaking in the BET Awards, no tickets, I'm thugging. Flying on my partner, Buddy Pass, Trey, yeah, I love him. Tried to give Jermaine Dupri a demo right in his hand. He ignored me, so I threw it at him when he hopped in his van. Man, I crashed on everybody's sofa from LA to New York. Did it with a three-person team. My brain, my voice, and my heart. It wasn't no lame. It wasn't no lame for what it is that I do. Nobody ain't never put no dime up. I paid all these dues. I had no top dog. No Brian Williams. No Ben Walsh. No Zach Quinn. No Travis Time. No Turkey Man. So what? What I look like catching fit? I'm grinding. I'm thugging. You think not? You bugging. I'm the number one hustler alive. End of discussion.
Mission vision is an army. Better get a Navy. So if you ever play a Navy, but you ain't real. I got God by my side, fighting on the daily. So that's what the streets name it.
What? They want that slingshot, damn it. Ah! They want that slingshot, damn it. Yeah! They want that slingshot, damn it.
So please watch them low. Please watch them low.
I've been stressing out lately, yeah, D1 need a hug. Cause this rap game ugly, Birdman lugs. I done had 20 managers in just 2 years. And I'm smarter than them all, but the big problem is that was taking all my time up, yeah, I barely could rap. God gon' take my life one day though, so before he do that, I need the world to hear my story, so I'm locked in this booth. No, I don't curse, but I'm the killing all these tracks like what they don't do, I do do. Married to this game, I do do. Same folk used to say, looking at me now like, I want it, dog, I want it, dog. No ifs, ands, or anuses. These rap dudes, yeah, I'm cool with y'all. Please understand who lane this is. Your folk got money, huh? Well, mine need more like any meaning. I run my city. I'm New Orleans like the beanie weenie. I'm extra hungry. I'm the underdog. And I got the Mission Vision posse with me. You know how we coming,
mission,
dog.
Mission Vision is an army. Better get a Navy. So if you ever play a Navy, but you ain't real. I got God by my side, fighting on the daily. So that's what the streets name it.
What? They want that slingshot, damn it. Ah! They want that slingshot, damn it. Yeah! They want that slingshot, damn it.
So please watch them low. Please watch them low.
Man, the devil is a liar, bruh. I know cause I used to be his number one follower.
I know firsthand, man.
Fought hard for all of his offers, all of his empty promises. Shit, see him had me exhausted. What I look like, Judge?
What I look like, Judge?
Somebody with a kid. I did the same exact thing they did. Except sure they ain't get pregnant. Hold on, what I look like, Judge?
What I look like, Judge?
Somebody locked up, partner. I did the same exact thing they did.
What?
Except I ain't get busted, partner. Got a girlfriend right now.
Right now.
And I don't even trust a partner. Do I love her? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Maybe I'm just left a partner.
So confused sometimes.
Man, my head's so messed up sometimes. I don't know, no. Evil spirits in my city. That's that 504.
To not take my life serious. Now I'm curious. If you think I'm focused as you hearing this, every breath is a blessing. Thanking heaven above, I speak the truth, praying that I'm worthy of your love.
Mission,
amen.
Vision is an army. Better get a Navy. So if you ever play a Haven, but you ain't real. I got God by my side, fighting on the daily. So this what the streets name it.
What? They want that slingshot, damn it. Ah! They want that slingshot, damn it. Yeah. They want that slingshot, damn it.
So please watch them low. Please watch them low.
Welcome back, yeah, welcome back. In fact, I'm not even gonna repeat it 3 times. You already know that you're back. Now, as we are back, wanna get into the topic itself. Wanna tackle some stuff that is good stuff and, yeah, you know, real, real stuff. Now, Michael Jackson is the topic. You might be asking yourself, why are we tackling this guy's life? Like, okay, we understand what's the topic. The topic is Michael Jackson. But why did you guys choose Michael Jackson? Why is a Christian radio station and not just a Christian radio station. Why is what's the topic show tackling Michael Jackson? Because he is a secular artist that lived. So why is us as the Christians tackling his life? Is to enlighten you, to actually make you guys see stuff that you did not know, that you did not see, that you have not seen. So it's gonna be really interesting. Now, Michael Jackson, just to give you a, you know, background, you know, of his life and all the stuff, but we're gonna actually go into his career, the stuff he achieved, you know, how he started his career, what he loves, you know, how, yeah, basically died, when he died, and you know, everything, yeah, you know, all the stuff. So Michael Jackson was what the fifth child that was born to Joe Jackson, and he was basically born in Gary, Indiana. Not, I was about to say Indonesia, but he was born in Gary, Indiana, and he was born in 1958, and his mom was a Jehovah's Witness. So yeah, that was actually interesting. That's the type of home that they were raised in. They were raised in a Jehovah's Witness home. And yeah, you know, basically we're tackling his life to actually enlighten you to another side of his life, if he could be that part, you know, if he could live that type of life, where was he gonna be today? But yeah, right now we're gonna tackle the type of life that he lived. So yeah, as you guys know, Joe Jackson was his father, and he was the fifth son, you know, born after the other four, you know, and all the stuff. And something that was interesting is the type of life he lived. So Michael Jackson was known as the King of Pop. Now that's the type of life that he lived. He lived a life where he achieved a lot to a point where he was known as the King of Pop, you know, the King of Pop. To be at the level where you are the King of Pop, yo, you need to be some other, yeah, inspiring guy. But now let's look at the stuff that he achieved. Now, Michael Jackson was known for achieving 8 Grammys in one night. You know, basically he received 8 Grammys in one night at the 26th annual Grammy Award on February 28, 1984. 8, one night, straight up. He was the first, and he was known for that. And then that's where he became the King of Pop. Now, something that's interesting is, as the King of Pops, you know, basically pop albums, what happened is he got an album of the year for Thriller. Now, that's those 8 Grammy, you know, during those 8 Grammy award in that night, he also got the King of Pop album of the year. So he was now titled as the King of Pop, and he got an album of the year for Thriller. And then he went on to get a record of the year for Beat It, amongst with the most Grammys, you know, basically the artists that have won the most Grammy. But now he was the one that got the most, and right now he's known as one of the artists that got the most Grammys, won in 1980s, you know, in the 80s, and he's the one that got 11 of them. Yeah, 11. So in the 1980s he won 11 Grammys. Now the one that shot him up was the 8 Grammys that he won within that one night, you know, in 1984 on the 28th of February. So that was Michael Jackson right there. Like, he achieved that, and he was already hitting it, he was going up. Now his career actually started interestingly, you know. Yeah, pardon me, like I actually mentioned that Michael Jackson was the fifth son, so he wasn't actually the fifth son, he was the eighth child, you know, because yeah, fifth son, you know, obviously, yeah, that is accurate. But the child, he was the eighth child, because he also has sisters, you know, you get your Janet Jackson and all those other people. So he was the eighth child. And something that's interesting is his career started in 1964, where he was part of the Jackson 5. So Joe Jackson got all the, you know, the boys in the Jackson family, and they all formed what you all know as the Jackson 5. Now, that started in 1964, and that's how his career started. And then in 1971, he then went on and splitted to become a one-man, you know, solo artist. So he became a solo artist in 1971, and that's where he started making his music and all the stuff. And then in 1980s, you know, in the 1980s, that's where MJ became a dominant figure in popular music. Now he was known in popular music, man. He was known as that guy. That is Michael Jackson right there, killing it and all that stuff. And yeah, obviously some stuff that he liked, you know. Michael Jackson actually loved Mexican food. I was like, okay, that is really interesting. So the Mexican side, he loved the cheese, you know. The cheese was one of his favorite. But besides that, he actually loved Japanese sushi. I almost said sushi. Yeah. But he loved the Japanese sushi, Japanese pizza, fish, popcorn, and frosted flakes with milk. So he was a normal human being just like us, you know. Michael Jackson was a normal human being just like us, and he lived a life just like we did, except he had stuff in his life that happened that we did not have. And then Michael Jackson died, you know, on June 25, 2009, at the age of 50. So 50 years old on the dot, boom, he died. And what he died of was according to the people that, you know, basically scripted his death, I believe it was a cover up for what they actually did, because I don't believe that he died because of the stuff. So they say that he died because of a cardiac attack which caused his heart to stop. Now I don't believe that. I totally don't believe that. And yeah, there's obviously people that believe that, but I believe it's not the truth. There's people that are hiding the truth from us. And yeah, you know, other people, they say that he's still alive, but okay, that one is a topic for another day. I don't really believe that he's still alive. Yeah, I think he's dead, but his death, the way they covered it up, don't believe it's what we know it as. So what happened is, when he died, you know, now before he died, Michael Jackson was one of the most wealthiest person that ever lived. So whether you go to people who died before his time, or people who lived during his time, or people who lived after his time, Michael Jackson is the most wealthiest. So he was the most wealthiest person that ever lived, and he earned a salary of $825 million, comparing the dead people or the people that are alive. Like that, he was like on top. There was him, he was killing it and all those stuff. And then after his death, when he died, he was actually one of yo. So he was branded or labeled as a guy that is worth $500 million. It was Michael Jackson. So after his death, $500 million also shoot up, you know, as his worth. You know, like he was worth that amount, which will tackle also that amount that he was worth, where it went, you know, basically, and all the stuff. And it's gonna be interesting. But now, you know, throughout Michael Jackson's lifetime, now as he was growing up as a kid, you know, yeah, there's like the Thriller and all the stuff that was making him famous and all the stuff. And then eventually they started now getting into his personal life. Now they're finding out that this guy is going for transplants, and yeah, basically his skin is bleaching his skin and all those stuff. And yeah, he's going from a black person to now a colored, and from a colored to a white person. And then yeah, as you all know it, he died a white person. But for those who know Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson wasn't white, he was black. And then never mind that part, he had obviously three wives, and all those three wives he divorced. And yeah, the second wife, before divorcing the second wife, he had two kids with the second wife. And he started developing behaviors that were abnormal, you know, behaviors that were not normal. And he even lived a life to a point where a kid basically reported that he assaulted the kid. But now what that kid, the kid's report, they actually didn't find any evidence against Michael Jackson of assaulting that kid. But whether they found no evidence or found any evidence, Michael Jackson still paid, you know, the family money and all the stuff, obviously as an apology and all the stuff. And something that was interesting is Michael Jackson loved kids. Like, he was all over kids. He was everywhere. Like, he was that guy, you know, that guy that is hanging around kids, you know, because he loved kids and all the stuff. So he was popular, you know, like, yeah, that was Michael Jackson. And then he got to his, you know, he got to a point in life where his own child, he, because of these abnormal behaviors and all those stuff, he took his child to a balcony. And okay, the media says that he wanted to throw his child off the balcony. But yeah, you know, other people, they believe that, yeah, maybe he was holding his child and then his child wanted to fall off, and then they happened to catch him at that moment and they thought that he was gonna throw his child off and all those things. But we'll leave it as the media says it. Yeah, but he got to that point where, as the media says it, he wanted to kill his child. He was hanging his child off the balcony and all those stuff because of all these abnormal behaviors and all those stuff. And that's the type of life that he lived, you know. He lived a life where he influenced people. He even was well known for to being the first person that did the moonwalk. You know, he became popular for the moonwalk and all the stuff. And there is a dance and a move, signature move, that is known for Michael Jackson and all the stuff, which was inspired by the artists that he loved. You know, artists like your Jimmy Brown and all those stuff, you know, all those people. And it's actually interesting because you see all of these different people that also inspired him. You know, he wasn't just the only one that, you know, took all of the stuff and made them up. No, he was inspired as well. Now, he lived a normal life just like us. But now, towards the end, before his death, there's a series of events that happened and the cause of his death. Now, that is actually what I want to tackle. And on top of that, I want to actually ask a question, which is basically, what if he lived a life that was focused on God? Yes, he was a Jehovah's Witness, but imagine if he was a Christian on fire for God and all those stuff. What type of life was he gonna have, and where would he be today? I mean, if you look at today, he would be 60 years old today as we are speaking. Michael Jackson would be 60 years old. So what would he be or look like if live the life where he was a Christian? But now, when we come back from the break, we're gonna actually tackle the end of his life and the speech that he gave at London in 2009, you know, basically before his death. We'll tackle that speech and we'll actually see the stuff that he started revealing and all those stuff. So it's actually interesting. So don't go anywhere, we'll come back after the break and then we're gonna tackle the last session with some fire.
Let in peace. We are the flavor bringing the salt. Every darkness we came to assault. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. So let's set it ablaze.
What has been declared? We're going after the darkness. There's no time to rest. We're bringing light to every part of the world. Let's set the city ablaze. A blaze for Jesus. A blaze. A blaze for Jesus. Set the city ablaze. A blaze for Jesus. Set the city ablaze, ablaze for Jesus in every nation and home. Get your tambourines on every knee. I surrender. You are now.
Get ablaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. This time I had to say it more than once so that it can get into your system, so that you can wake up and all the stuff. So getting back into the topic itself here on What's the Topic, which is Michael Jackson. Now, hashtag Michael Jackson, yeah, and all the stuff. Now, tackling Michael Jackson's life at the end. There are a series of events that happened that showed that, yeah, this guy is going to end up leaving us. And he's going to leave us probably soon than we'll expect. I mean, he died before releasing his album, This Is It. Now, that is, yeah, that is really interesting and all that stuff. And that album actually never sold like how the rest of the albums that he made sold. So right there, I'm like, okay, that is a conspiracy right there. Like, you can already see some stuff that is happening. But now let's go back to 2009, before he died, he was actually interviewed at a London festival, where he went there, and when he was there, he actually spoke about Sony. Now, for those who don't know Sony, Sony is basically the music industry now. Sony owns the music industry. So all your Chris Brown, you know, all your Drakes and all those people, yes, Sony owns all of them. So basically the Illuminati stuff falls under Sony, including the movies, you know, all these Avengers and all those things. Yes, every single thing falls under Sony. Now, Sony right there, in order for you to be popular, you have to sell your soul. So his dad sold Michael Jackson's soul, yeah, you know, basically when they became the Jackson 5, he sold those five of their souls. And then, yeah, Michael Jackson, as he got older, he now got wiser and aware of this thing that just happened that he wasn't aware of when he was younger. Now, he started rebelling against this thing. That's where he even made the track, you know, All I Wanna Say Is That They Don't Really Care About Us. Now, that is speaking against Sony. Basically saying that Sony doesn't care about us. Sony's music kills. I mean, at the London festival where he was interviewed, where he had a video taken of him, he was actually going against Sony and actually speaking against Sony and revealing all of these different stuff. That's why he even said Sony's music kills. Sony's music kills. And he even said that Sony is a devil. Right there. Public, eh? Everyone is like listening, watching, and everything. He said that Sony is a devil, and that's why he was even saying that he's breaking free from Sony. But now Sony doesn't want to let him go. Instead, what they want to do to get him back is make sure that every single album of his breaks. You know, they want to break every single album of his, making sure that he doesn't get popular. They want to take out his career, they want to take out his fame, they want to make sure that he's not popular. Gonna take away his popularity. And you are speaking against Sony right there, and you are saying that on that day he's leaving Sony as a free man, and he's leaving Sony as a free man owning half of Sony. Now Sony wasn't happy with it. Now what Sony did is Sony went to his dad and offered his dad a deal, and his dad took the deal and sacrificed him. And that's where now he had another attack and all the stuff, which basically was a sacrifice. They sacrificed him, they poisoned him and all the stuff. And yet the doctor, you know, covered it up and all those stuff and said that he had a heart attack and all those things. And yeah, all these lies that they made up and all those things. But now they sacrificed him. That's why he died. Now, the problem is he actually started seeing all of these things and being aware of these things towards the end when it was too late. Now imagine if he lived a life where he was a Christian, you know, where he didn't sell his soul and he was getting people saved to the kingdom of God. That would be really awesome. That is the thought that I'm like, wow, this thought blows me away. Imagine he really did live a life like that. What type of a person would he be? He would be an influential person. Like the stuff that he would do, they'll be amazing because they'll like change the world. They'll change a lot of people's lives. I mean, he had the whole world backing him up. So that was gonna be really awesome. Like the whole world backing you up and you doing everything for Jesus. Popular as you are. Amazing. King of pop for Christ. Imagine. A lot of people's lives are gonna be changed, you know. And so with him obviously speaking against Sony and revealing Sony stuff, you know, Sony secrets and all those stuff, even started mentioning some of the other popular artists and all the stuff and stuff that is happening in their life, which some of them can't run away because they deep into it. Others, they saw the stuff before they got into it and they ran away. And others, they saw it late after they got into it and they couldn't come out of it. But they started rebelling in their music, where you listen to their music and you can see, hey, this dude is talking about real stuff. Now, some of the people, they'll be thinking, ah, that is a good punchline, ah, that is a good story and all that stuff. Not realizing that the dude or the lady is actually speaking about their own life, that stuff that they are experiencing. Now, same thing with Michael Jackson. Now, with Michael Jackson, he got to that point of his life where he understood, I am old, I'm gonna die anyway, but now I don't wanna die without people knowing what is happening here in the music industry. Instead, I'm gonna expose the music industry, be brave, and actually take that step to say, nah, people need to know what's happening in here. People need to have knowledge of what's happening in here. And obviously, not everyone is gonna understand, but those who are gonna understand, they will know how to be in a position where they avoid all of this stuff. And that is what he did. He became brave and he actually exposed the music industry. He exposed the basically the Illuminati industry, the evil industry. And that is the music that most of the people they're listening to. People that like Drake, they part of that industry. The reason why they're popular is because they were willing to sacrifice other people. They were willing to kill loved ones. They were willing to kill close friends and all the stuff. So all of those people that you guys listen to out there that are secular, you know, all these secular artists, they are under the music industry, which is owned by Sony, and that's the devil himself right there, deceiving all of us with music, movies, everything that you can ever find that is entertainment, that is not Christian based, falls under Sony. And the purpose of all of those stuff is to deceive all of us. Some of us is to basically distract us, because the devil knows you are very effective, but the only way he can actually get you not to be effective is by distracting you. So that is the type of life that Michael Jackson lived. But now imagine if he lived a life where he was a Christian. He was going to be changing a lot of people's lives. A lot of people are going to give their life to Christ. A lot of people are going to go to heaven. And a lot of people are going to be in a position where they're able to help other people. And Michael Jackson was going to be in a position where God will be like, well done, my good and faithful servant. Why? Because you led people to his kingdom. And your heart was for him. So imagine if Michael Jackson could live a life as a Christian, or he could get another opportunity to live a life as a Christian. Because I personally think if he had the opportunity to live his life again, he would as a Christian. He would.
because towards his end, he was actually rebelling against the evil deeds that was happening in the industry, the music industry. So there was a change of heart and a mind. There was change, except it was trapped and it was too late for him to come out. So that is what's happening. And I hope you guys got a lot of things from this show. I hope you guys took a lot of notes. And I hope you guys now know the music that you're listening to affects you. And it's part of an industry that some of you don't know knowledge about. Some of you don't even understand what is happening. But instead of you being in that position, make sure that you're in a position where you're safe. Yeah, make sure you're safe. So I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys now are aware of what's happening around you. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Almost said next week Saturday, but I'll see you guys next week Friday, same time, same place. Don't forget to catch us on our website, activefm.co.za. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter at activefm777. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram at activefm777 and on Facebook /activefm777. And also my personal pages myself. On Twitter, it is Fearless Eagerly Christ. On Instagram, I'm lying. On Twitter, it's Saint Lone Wolf. On Instagram, it's Fearless Eagerly Christ. And on Facebook, it's Snash Workaholic Bobo. So I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Peace out and God bless. Share the shows. Don't forget to like them and comment. And also give someone else the shows.
Peace. Now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hear this.
Praise.
Praise the door with you.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
you see me?